In a tightening job market, businesses are transitioning to a more flexible, tech-driven culture. What is the impact of that new technology on employee engagement and productivity? Find out when we return to the Transformation Minute from Comcast Business.
This is Tech News Briefing. I'm Charlie Turner at the Wall Street Journal in New York. It's easy as ever for parents to check how their children are doing in school. Just go online to check their grades. But has it become an obsession for parents? We'll talk with the Wall Street Journal's Julie Jargon in a moment. First, here are some tech headlines. Amazon is the latest employer joining a new healthcare trend, traveling to get medical treatment. The company says it'll pay travel costs for eligible workers diagnosed with cancer who want to be seen by doctors at City of Hope, a Los Angeles area health system. But why is Amazon willing to offer this perk to more than 380,000 employees and their families? To save money. Even after the added costs for airfare, hotels, and gas, proponents say companies can sometimes get more competitive healthcare prices and employees better care by shopping around the country instead of relying on local providers. That's especially true in some markets where healthcare providers have consolidated and gained leverage in negotiations. Google showed off its new line of smartphones, wireless earbuds, and smart speakers Tuesday in an attempt to recharge a lagging part of its business. The products, shown during a showcase in New York, run the gamut in price and function, from a flagship phone that uses radar to sense a user nearby to a lower-priced version of Google's laptop-tablet hybrid. It shows that Google is placing its chips across the board, hoping for more hits to pair with its popular Home smart speakers. And Uber is slashing about 350 jobs. That's 1% of its workforce. The ride-hailing company says the cuts will occur in its food delivery service Uber Eats and autonomous driving unit. This marks a third round of layoffs for Uber as it faces market pressure to cut losses and assure investors it can turn a profit.
Welcome back to the Transformation Minute from Comcast Business. What kind of effect does new technology have on employee engagement and productivity? We asked Denise Hasty, SVP of Comcast Business.
Companies that embrace technology will be the ones to attract and retain the top talent. So with the ability to work from anywhere, barriers have become more fluid. But these experiences are also dependent on a great network that enables each employee to have the kind of experience that brings them back to work every day.
How can parents check the progress of their children in school? It's as simple as going on the internet and checking their grades in online gradebooks. But has it gotten to the point where it's an obsession with many parents that they have to know every grade their child gets? Let's talk about this with Wall Street Journal family and tech columnist Julie Jargon. Julie, when I was a lot younger, parents like mine got report cards detailing kids' grades. Things are a lot different now. Teachers have to submit every grade that a child receives, be it homework, tests, or quizzes, online. Talk about this.
Yeah, so a lot of school districts now are requiring teachers to input students' grades on everything from homework assignments to projects to quizzes in almost real time, you know, as quickly as they're able to grade those things. And then parents and their kids both have access to it, either on an app, on an online web portal. Sometimes these apps will provide text notifications or email notifications when a new grade has been added. And so, as one parent I spoke to said, it's like a phone ringing and you can't help but pick up.
What is the argument in support of online gradebooks?
The argument in support of online gradebooks is that it provides parents an opportunity to see if their child has a problem before it becomes a really big problem. So if a child is struggling in a certain subject area, a parent can intervene and say, hey, do you need some extra help, some tutoring, some more help from mom and dad? And that way, they don't just wait until that report card comes out at the end of the semester and find an unpleasant surprise.
Well, doesn't this shift the responsibility or shift too much responsibility from the student to the parent?
That's what a lot of parents feel. They feel like, you know, in the past, it was up to the student to take responsibility for his or her grades and to come to them or their teacher if they were struggling and seek help. Instead, you know, the parents see it right away and they feel compelled to act rather than just letting their child learn from their own mistakes.
Might this not turn someone into a sort of a digital helicopter parent obsessing about their child's grades by going online?
It is most certainly doing that. I spoke to many parents who recognized that impulse in themselves, who said that they didn't want to be helicopter parents, but this is what was happening. And so some parents I talked to said they're trying to wean themselves off of this. They're trying to maybe look at the grades once a week instead of every day. Some parents have made a conscious decision not to look at the online grade books at all, because they know they would be going down a rabbit hole if they did that. And so they've had conversations with their kids about, you know, coming to them if they're struggling, and you know, and doing so before a teacher calls them or before the report card comes out at the end of the semester.
How frequently do parents log on to check their children's grades? Don't providers of online grade books have statistics on this?
They do. I spoke to a company called Jupiter Ed. They are one of the providers of this kind of software. And they said that 14% of the parents that have access to the grade portal log on at least once a day. However, one surprising thing was that 50% of the families that have access to Jupiter never log on. So it seems like it's sort of a small subset of hypervigilant parents who are checking frequently, but there's a lot of parents who aren't checking at all.
Sounds like it's going in the right direction.
That could be. I mean, I think part of the argument for this is that schools hope that parents will become more involved, and that this, they're making it easier for parents to be more involved in their kids' education. But, you know, as someone from Jupiter said, there will always be those parents who really aren't paying attention to what their kids are doing in school, and providing them with an app isn't going to change that.
Wall Street Journal family and tech columnist Julie Jargon, thanks a lot.
Thanks for having me.
And that's Tech News Briefing. I'm Charlie Turner at the Wall Street Journal.